The breakout star of SAS Australia on Channel 7, other than the obviously the celebrities, the 17 celebrities that have signed up, is the British ex-soldier Ant Middleton.
He's staff.
The staff, and he's the leader. And he's very impressive. Like, I was watching, there's something about those guys.
They're scary, man.
They're scary, they're intimidating, but you want to be friends with them. Mm. You go, wouldn't it be great if you were on my side? Mm. I think it's that feeling. Like, so if you were at war, I want you with me.
If he ran up to you and was like, we'll call you number one because
yep.
you're the boss. You're yep. the captain. One, run to that tree and run back and then give me 10.
I can't run and I'm not very good at push-ups.
If he said it to you.
No, I can't. Sorry.
Wow.
No, because then I'd want to fight. And then I'd want to have a verbal stoush with him. I'd love that.
You wouldn't win.
Verbally? No packing punches. I'd love to have an argument with him.
You've watched this show, yeah? You can't answer back. You saw what happened to the little underbelly kid.
I wouldn't put myself in this situation where I can't answer back.
Frasso, what's
his
name?
I wouldn't be on the show.
Farastarani.
Farastarani. And hasn't he come out? He's come out and he's gone, it's the edit. He's doing a reality TV. He's like on Bachelor in Paradise.
But he's
blaming
good.
The edit. But anyway, this guy, it has come out that Ant Middleton, he spent 4 months in jail in 2013 for assaulting a female officer.
Because she answered back like you would in the show.
That's unfortunate.
Wow.
That's outside a nightclub. He assaulted a female officer. Jeez. He was in 4 months. He got a longer sentence, but
that
for good behaviour.
That should be longer than that.
He didn't declare he'd been jailed when they vetted him for the UK version of SAS Who Dares Wins. And
Mike
in
Whitney.
Recent times, he's been stood down Different from show. The Royal Navy for calling Black Lives Matter protesters absolute scum.
Oh, wow.
He also tweeted voraciously a few months ago that he was flouting social distancing guidelines. I mean,
he's a rebel.
Well, I know. And you know what? When I read all of that yesterday, I thought, wow, I wonder what Channel 7 are thinking of that. And this might be a sign of the times because I remember, and maybe we've now reached 2020 where having a reputation actually means clicks, views. It's not necessarily a negative thing because when I signed up for Channel 7 10 years ago, when I was a full-time employee there working on Sunrise, I remember before I signed back then, and maybe they still do it now, I had to sit down with the head of public relations and it was almost like on SAS where they grill them over the table.
Wow. What did they ask you?
Well, I was asked, are there any skeletons in your closet? What do we need to know?
That would have been a long meeting.
Tell me. No, I started off by saying, well, I think you're fine because I was the school captain. I mean, I've lived a pretty reputable life and I haven't got it. But it was like, and she actually said, go away and think about it. Is there any transgression you've made in your past that a journalist could drag out that could embarrass the network?
Wow.
And I thought, that was me, like, pretty squeaky clean, yeah. I would have thought. This guy's gotten through with he's assaulted a female officer. He's been in jail.
My go-to would have been now, Fiona, school captain.
Yes.
What did you do on muck-up day?
Didn't do muck-up day.
Tick.